from the Southern Sun Cape Sun Hotel. This is K-Talk. Join the conversation.
And a very good morning to you now. It is a couple of minutes to seven. Amnesty International calling on the country's leaders to wipe the smile at least. I'm sure there's a smile there too, off Verwoerd's face. Now, the human rights organization is using Hendrik Verwoerd, the Minister of Native Affairs during apartheid, as the face of their hashtag Sign the Smile Off campaign to tackle the state of basic education, under the assertion that Verwoerd would be smiling at the current state of education. 25 years after democracy. Now, the campaign itself has been met with some backlash from the education department, with the department spokesperson, Elijah Mashlanga, saying that he has called the campaign extremely disappointing and lacking in depth and understanding when it comes to the intricacies of the sector. So to tell you more about this, you are joined by Shanila Mohammed, who's executive director of Amnesty International. Shanila, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Hi, Kino. Thank you for having me, and good morning to all your listeners.
Absolute pleasure having you. So let's talk about the purpose. What is the purpose behind this particular campaign?
So, Kino, the purpose behind this campaign is really to create a feeling. You know, we really want South Africans to sit up and take note of the fact that our children are really being totally let down by the present government. And the facts speak for themselves, Kino. It is an absolutely horrendous situation. And, you know, we're not saying this just out of speculation. We have been on the ground. We spent a year studying the state of education in various provinces, including the Eastern Cape, which is amongst the worst. So we are not just, you know, saying these things to create problems. We are saying these things to let South Africans know that their children are really in a crisis.
Yeah, well, I think the state of ECD, something I'm passionate about, is I think where one would start, where, 74% of kids in grade 4 can't read to understand, and that messes up the rest of their education. The fact that we have a future emerging which, you know, is not being prepared for adequately. The fact that kids are falling down pit toilets. The fact that some kids still have to learn, you know, under the most inhumane circumstances. So, I mean, there's obviously a lot to be done. What do you make of Elijah Mashlanga's, attack, basically saying that, well, you guys are short-sighted?
Well, you know, as soon as they put out that statement, I reached out to Elijah, and you know, in the statement, as you know, they said we should have spoken to them. Well, you know, yeah. I've consistently called for them to, speak to us, and I reached out to Elijah and said, you know what, I'm ready to speak to you whenever, and I've never heard back from them. So, you know, the thing is that you can use words like intricacies. I mean, you know, actually, I don't even know what that means. Really,
yeah, exactly.
For me, the basic thing is that you cited some statistics, but let me tell you that only 14% of children who enter the education system will ever reach university.
Yes.
You know, and 50% of children that enter grade 1 will drop out. What happens to these children, Kino? They fall between the cracks.
Exactly.
We have gangs. We have all sorts of things. But, you know, at the end of the day, what we're saying to South Africans is fight for the education that your children deserve.
Exactly.
We, you know, statements like this is complicated and it's very an intricate situation. I'm sorry, that is not good enough.
Exactly.
What are you doing? What are you doing to fix it?
You're speaking truth to power, which is essential, and you're asking us to be activated. So very quickly, because it is time for our 7 o'clock Eyewitness News now, how can we be part of this?
So you go onto www.signthesmileoff.org.za, and you basically just smile on sign your name on Verwoerd's face, and your name will go into a petition. What we're hoping to do is try to get Parliament to table to table a discussion around it. But we would also like to really explain to him why this is a crisis.
There we go. Shanila Mohammed, thank you very much for your time. Executive Director, Amnesty International, coming up.